So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught, Masar ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal ha'rehi b'rishus ha'bal. When a father transfers his daughter to the husband's agent, this is also considered chuppah, in which she enters rishus ha'bal, the husband's jurisdiction. The Gemara had a machlekes to what extent this is considered like chuppah, and that she is b'rishus ha'bal, and cited four shittas. The Gemara then cited a braisa which states, Masar ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal b'zintza ha'rezu b'chenek. It is even considered a chuppah mideraisa, and that if she was mezana, she is punished with chenek, as a nesua, and not with skila as an arusa. Because the pasuk regarding nair hamarasa states, Uskolua anshi ira b'avana b'mesa, ki asasa nevela b'yisrael liznes b'savia, prat shemasar ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal. This excludes chuppah through her transfer to the husband's agent, in which she is no longer in her father's domain. As the Gemara explains, this pasuk cannot refer to the other forms of chuppah. The Gemara continues that in the case of Masar ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal, even if she then returned to her father's home before reaching her husband's home, the chuppah is not undone, and she is still b'rishus ha'bal. This is derived from a pasuk in the parasha of Afaras Nedar, nullifying a vow, which adds, the neder amanu ugrusha, kol asher asra al nafsha yakum olah. When a widow or divorcee imposes a restriction upon herself through a vow, it cannot be nullified. This pasuk seems superfluous, since hafara, nullification, can only be performed by her father or husband, and an almana ugrusha was already removed mirshus ha'av through chuppah and mirshus ha'bal when he died. As a result, there is nobody to nullify her vows. Therefore, the pasuk must be referring to a case of shemaser ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal v'nis'arma lo baderech oynis garusha. The woman entered chuppah when her father transferred her to the husband's agent, and she became a widow or divorcee while she was en route to her husband. This pasuk teaches that her father cannot be made for her neder because kimin sheyatz sha'achas mishus ha'av shuv ein yochel hafer. Once she is removed from her father's jurisdiction, even momentarily, the chuppah cannot become undone, and she does not return to her father's jurisdiction. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'av ein chayiv b'mezaynus bitoy. A father is not obligated to support his daughter while he's alive. Zeh midrash darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lefnei chachamim b'kerem b'yavna. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explained to the chachamim that the following halacha can be derived from the wording of the ksuba, in which the chacham initiated two benefits for her children. Habanim yirshu v'habanis yizaynu. The sons that they have together inherit their mother's ksuba. The daughters that they have together are entitled to mezaynus support. However, mahabonim einin yirshin illa achar misas ha'av, af habonis einin zaynus illa achar misas avin. Just as the sons only inherit the ksuba after their father dies, so too the daughters are only entitled to mezaynus after their father dies. The Gemara explains the first ruling of the Mishnah. Ha'av einin chayiv b'mezaynus bitar. Chayiva is a financial obligation enforceable in bezdin. Mitzvah is a mitzvah obligation, not enforceable in bezdin. The Mishnah rules that there is no chayiv to support one's daughters. However, the Gemara cites in Machlekes whether there is a mitzvah to support one's sons and daughters. Remeir says, mitzvah laz nesabonis, kavochayim alabonim de'aski b'tayra. It's a mitzvah for a father to support his daughters, and it is certainly a mitzvah to support his sons because they study Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says, mitzvah laz nesabonim, kavochayim alabonis mishim zilusa. It is a mitzvah for a father to support his sons, and it is certainly a mitzvah to support his daughters because it is degrading for them to solicit support. Rabbi Yechim Berekis says, Choyva loz nesabonis, la'achar misavien. There is a financial obligation to support the daughters after their father's death, as stipulated in the Ksuba. However, while he is alive, there is not even a mitzvah obligation to support one's sons and daughters. The Gemara continues and discusses Takanas Usha. Several regulations initiated by the Chacham while the Sanhedrin was in the city of Usha. Rabbi Elazar says, Be'usha hiskinu, she'yehayadam zanes banaves benoisim k'shen ketanam. The Chacham of Usha initiated that a father should support his children while they are minors. The Gemara explains that although we do not follow the Takana completely to the extent of kfiya, for Bezin to compel him to support, but we do persuade him to support them. However, the Gemara qualifies, V'lo yamaran el d'lo amid. The above is only said regarding a father who is not wealthy, that we do not compel him to support. Aval amid kafinan le'al karche. But if he is wealthy, we do compel him to support his children. Rashi explains, Even if they were not his children, we compel him to fulfill his obligation of giving tzedakah. The Gemara later on Daf Samachay says that the above discussion, that it's merely a mitzvah to support one's children, refers to ketanim, minors, who are ben sheish, older than 6 years old. But it's a chayva, an enforceable financial obligation to support ketanim, very young children, ad ben sheish, younger than 6 years old. Regarding this issue, the Gemara in the next daf cites the pasuk, Ashrei shomrei mishpat, oisei tzedakah b'chol eis. B'chiev shel oisei tzedakah b'chol eis? Dosh Rabbi Seinu shebiyavne, v'amri l'Rabbi Elazar, zehazon bonav v'b'noisav k'shen ketanim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani amar, zeh megadol yosem v'yisayim v'b'teich beisai u'masiyam. Rabbi Elazar continues with an additional takanas usha. B'usha hiskinu, ha'koisiv k'machosav l'bonav, the Chacham of Usha initiated that when a father gives all his assets to his children during his lifetime, the children are compelled to support their father and his wife from these assets. Although nitrach l'di day u'l'di da, even if the father is capable of working to support his family, he is still entitled to support through this takana. However, the Gemara relates a story from which we see that here too we do not follow the takana completely to the extent of kfiya, for Bezin to compel them to support, but we do persuade the children to support their father. The Gemara in the next daf continues with more Takanos Usha.